Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. The already delayed professional sports seasons in North America could be on hiatus for significantly longer than first planned. New recommendations from the CDC last night seem to suggest that sports in the U.S. could more or less be gone until May, if not later. That's twice as long as the 30-day shutdowns that the NBA, NHL, and Major League Soccer put into place last week in response to the COVID-19 outbreak. Major League Baseball was going with what was essentially a 30-day shutdown after canceling the rest of spring training and pushing back the start of regular season play for 2 weeks. Opening day had been planned for March 26th. And in other MLB news, a Yankees minor league prospect has tested positive for the coronavirus. The Yankees didn't identify the player, but say he spent his entire time at the minor league complex in Tampa, Florida, and hasn't been over at the main stadium and facilities used by the major leaguers. In NFL news, players have approved a new labor agreement with the league that features a 17-game regular season, higher salaries, increased roster sizes, and larger pensions for current and former players. The 17-game schedule won't happen before the 2021 season. Owners are adding two playoff teams, bringing the total to 14, and that will occur this season, with only the top team in each conference getting a wild card bye. In other news, the New York State Olympic Regional Development Authority says all of the ski areas and venues that it manages have suspended operation. Closures include all Nordic and Alpine ski resorts, including Mount Van Hovenberg in Lake Placid, Bel Air Mountain Ski Resort in the Catskills, and Whiteface Mountain in Wilmington near Lake Placid. All Lake Placid Olympic sites will also be closing. I'm Jesse King.